And this being episode 2525, our good friend, Lynn Pham, the proprietor of the Marsupial Gurgle podcast, and a frequent attendee of TBTL events, as well as Livewire events, as well as Wait, Don't Tell Me events, he had emailed us a while ago, and he said, hey, since you guys are getting close to episode 2525 in a collector's series, I created a piece of album art based on a version of Zager and Evans' In the Year 2525 single cover. So this this outfit, Zager and Evans, these singers, they made a song called In the Year 2525, which I know a lot of people have heard. It has 6 million views on YouTube, I noticed today when I looked at it. So our friend Lynn Pham made us a piece of cover art today based on that, which is cool for a lot of reasons. One, we can actually use it because he made it, as opposed to many of the other photos we've used over the years. also, he said, could I request that you play the song In the Year 2525 to close out the show? I think he maybe even included a link to the song. So this was really helpful from Lynn. I really appreciated it. But then I got to reading this email carefully, and I don't know if this was autocorrect for him. I don't know what happened. But he said, I request that you guys play In the Year 2525 to close out the regular portion of the show before you switch to No Point Conversion?
Yeah.
So, well, think about it. That clearly indicates that Lynn is not listening to the No Point Conversion and assumes that almost no one else is. He wants this song In the Year 2525 to be played, but he does not want it to be played at the end of the No Point Conversion because he considers that to be essentially no man's land.
Well, I really don't think so. I don't know how much you're spoofing, but I mean, I think he was just being specific. I think this is actually the type of email that I would send. He's just offering too many specifics.
You better start
probably
rereading your emails.
Just to be very clear what he's talking about, because he just knows that we end our show on Mondays now, and then we usually just end No Point Conversion dry. I don't think we've played any music after No Point this year at all. So I think he was just being...
I still think... And listen. I'm not even saying he's wrong. It's very conceivable that Lynn knows much more about the show than we do at this point. I mean,
that's a fact,
including
dude.
including listener patterns, including like he's probably written some kind of an algorithm that can figure out when we get down to zero listeners on a particular episode. Oof. And I think that algorithm probably indicates it's about 20 minutes into the No Point.
Yeah.